Oh, hey there. I thought I'd be all alone out here. I haven't had too much to drink. I just needed to step outside to get away from people for a few minutes. No, not any particular person. I don't have a problem with guys, or girls for that matter, getting a little flirty with me at a party. Good to know. Why is that? Wait, don't tell me. Did you see me coming out here all by myself and decide to follow me and do a little flirting? What's the matter? Did you just get called out? You don't have to be embarrassed about it, you know. You do have quite the reputation. You should just own it. Most women don't mind a guy with an agenda. It's guys that are intentionally deceptive that we don't like. Yes, you're right. We don't really know one another. But that doesn't mean I'm completely unaware of your existence. I mean, this is a party. And my friends are here. And your friends are here. And I bet some of my friends know your friends. And your friends know my friends. And, you know, people talk. Do I really have to explain the concept of gossip to you? If so, I'm really going to be disappointed. I assumed a notorious flirt would have to be somewhat smooth and intelligent. Oh, fuck. The look on your face. You can relax. I'm just teasing you. So, hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
Don't play coy. You know exactly what I mean. You came out here to flirt with me. Don't tell me that you're going to tuck your tail between your legs and go back inside just because I called you out. How do you normally do this? Turn on the charm, sir. Oh, so you like being called sir. Why is that? Are you one of those dominant guys? Do you also like to be called daddy? That can be hot, you know. But only if the guy is the real deal. It can't be role play. It's just silly then. Oh, you are very dominant. How cocky. Is this part of how you flirt? Oh, you just show women how confident you are. Maybe lay down some rules up front and act like you might be interested, but only if they obey. Oh, it's not an act? You're the real deal? Oh, I bet you're really good, aren't you? I'm sure you're very attentive to a woman's needs and give her exactly what she deserves. You probably even tell her it's all about her, even when you're demanding that she does things for you. I bet you ask her to send you nudes. And then you tell her she's not allowed to come until you say so. Oh, they like showing off and obeying you. It's about their pleasure, right? It's not at all because you're a needy little pervert. Oh, you're getting annoyed? I must have really hit the nail on the head. I'm completely wrong? Interesting. Interesting. So then, why does it bother you so much? If someone said something about me that was completely untrue, I'd shrug and laugh it off. I don't think it would bother me. But it seems to bother you. You're getting fidgety. That's not smooth. Oh, you just don't like false accusations? Is that how dominant men react? It seems to me an alpha wouldn't care. Maybe you're just a beta boy. Go ahead, beta boy. Why don't you go back inside? I'm fine out here by myself. And you're obviously all talk. Oh, I'm lucky that you don't put me in my place. Well, what's stopping you? Do it. Put me in my place. Show me what a big, strong daddy you can be. Maybe I need a spanking. Or maybe you should just pin me against the wall. Maybe I just need to be kissed, and kissed often, by someone who knows how to do it. Do you know how to do it? Oh, you do? Then maybe you should show me, because I'm a little skeptical. I shouldn't be skeptical? Why not? You know what? You're not dominant. It's a game. Oh, you promise it's not? Aren't you married? What's that got to do with it? It has everything to do with it. You're not in an open marriage, right? I didn't think so. So you're just a liar. Yeah, if you were a dominant man, you wouldn't be so fucking needy. Of course you're needy. That's why you're always chasing women instead of putting your wife in her place. Because you can't. Because you're not alpha at all. You're just a naughty, needy little boy. Don't get so defensive. That's a definite sign of a naughty boy. Men don't get defensive. Oh, and now you're pouting. Oh, that's so cute. Kind of. I mean, it's actually more pathetic. You're a pathetic naughty boy. No, you are kind of cute. You're kind of attractive. Maybe even more than kind of attractive. Oh, you look flustered now. Why is that? I think you're used to pretending to be in charge. I'm sure you don't get many compliments. Just praise from confused little girls who think they know what dominant is. You probably don't get much attention from women. Which makes sense, actually. Most of us don't want to waste our time with naughty boys. And you are a naughty boy, aren't you? Oh, stop protesting. Just admit it. Maybe I'll reward you. Maybe I'll even get down on my knees to reward you. No, not to submit. We've already established that you can't make a woman submit. But maybe I know just what you need. Maybe I'll decide to give it to you. You would like that, wouldn't you? You naughty boy. You know, good boys don't talk back. You are a naughty boy, talking back. And you need to show me that you can be a good boy. Do you think you can do that? I promise you'll like what happens. And that's it. Nod your head like a good boy. I bet your wife doesn't get on her knees and tell you you're a good boy. Does she? That is what you need, though, isn't it? You know, you've been a really naughty boy, pretending to be dominant, not being faithful to your wife. Don't play coy. I know your game. The only important question is how to deal with such a naughty boy. I think you should just do what I say, naughty boy. Are you up for that? Or I can just go back inside to the party. Oh, you'd like me to stay out here with you? On my knees, where anybody might catch us? Well then, if I'm going to stay here on my knees, I don't want to be the only one feeling exposed. I want to see it. Oh, well, you know what I want to see. I want to see what's causing this bulge in your pants. Look at that. You have a beautiful cock. It's not the biggest, but it's sexy as fuck. And so stiff already. I don't even have to unbutton my blouse. What's that? You do want me to unbutton my blouse? I don't remember hearing you say please. You want to see my bra? My lacy red whore bra that I wore to this party because I was hoping I'd meet some naughty boy out on the terrace and show it to him? I need to hear you say please. I can't hear you. Are you whispering? I can't hear you. Are you scared that somebody inside is going to hear you? You need to say please. I need to hear it. Louder. Oh, that's a good boy. You've earned this. You and your beautiful cock. And I love how hard you are. Like you haven't been touched in months. Don't be embarrassed. Just focus your eyes right here while I slowly unbutton my blouse. Oh, you like what you see, don't you? Me on my knees, undressing for you. You're such a naughty boy. It won't be good if we get caught. Don't be nervous. I don't want that cock to go soft. Maybe I should touch you now. You don't mind, do you? Oh, you don't have to do a thing. I'll do everything. You just stand there like a good boy, and I'm just gonna kiss this beautiful dick. Oh, you're so fucking hard. Do you think you can get any harder? No? Really? Not even if. I pull my bra down. Would you like that? Hey, don't just nod. You know what I need to hear. Please. Say, please take your titties out, even though we might get caught. Louder. Oh, that's a good boy. I love it when you beg. And now you get your reward. I'll just pull down the left cup. And now the right. Oh, look at that. I think you did just get harder. Do you like what you see, naughty boy? Me on my knees, with my silky blouse open, and my tits out for the whole world to see. Oh, I know you do. You're such a good boy to tell me. Now, get over closer so I can drain that cock. I'm just gonna taste it a little. And now, I think I'm gonna wrap my lips around it. You're such a naughty boy. You're married. And now you have your dick in my mouth. Do you like me sucking this beautiful cock? I can tell you like it. I want every inch of this beautiful dick. Would you like that? I want to deep throat it. Oh, you don't have to do a thing. Just enjoy it. Let me do all the work. You can just watch me on my knees, looking up at you, with my tits out, and your cock in my mouth. And you can just enjoy how it feels. You love it. I know just what you need. Good boy. You need to come. I want you to come from me. Come from me like a good boy, okay? you're so close. I've got your cock dripping wet now, baby. I think you should stroke it. Oh. Yeah. Oh, stroke it. Oh, yes. Is it throbbing? Is it throbbing now? Stroke it like a good boy for me. Here. Aim for my mouth. Come in my mouth. Come in my mouth like a good boy. Oh, yeah. Stroke it. Stroke it until you blow your load in my mouth. I want it. I want every drop. I want you to explode right in my mouth. Should I count you down? Yeah, you'd like that. A 10. Nine. Oh. Eight. Seven. Oh, look at my tits. Oh. I squeeze them. Oh, maybe you'd like to come on them. Six. Or maybe all over me. Five. Oh. Explode on me. Four. Three. Two. Are you ready? In my mouth. One. Right in my mouth. And all over my face. Oh, such a dirty boy. Oh, look. It is dripping on my tits. Wow, you made a mess. But that's okay. You're still a good boy. I can just wipe this up with my fingers. And suck them clean. I have to go again. I need to get it all. Every drop of cum. Oh, wow. Tastes good. You're delicious. You really are. Oh, I enjoyed that. I think we're going to have to work on your aim, though. No, not tonight. You've had enough practice for one night. Maybe you'll dream about next time, when you're sleeping next to your frigid wife. You have to be a good boy, and stop pretending you're an alpha. You have to earn your reward. You think you can do that? I know you can. I look forward to finding out. Like maybe you could be a good boy every week. And I could think of new ways to reward you. Does that sound like something you could agree to? I'm so glad you agree. I have to go clean up. Maybe I'll see you later.